As high water levels start to recede along the southern shore of Lake Ontario, the question remains, could something have been done to stop the flooding that's devastated much of the shoreline? Many homeowners and lawmakers are blaming Plan 2014, which this year changed the way water levels are regulated on the lake and on the St. Lawrence Seaway. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, one scientist doesn't think that's the case, but still hopes some lessons have been learned from this soggy spring and summer.
Greg Boyer of SUNY ESF in Syracuse is the acting director of the Great Lakes Research Consortium. He says the timing is suspect for anyone who wants to blame Plan 2014.
The problem is that by the time 2014 went into effect in January, we were probably already past the point of where we would have been able to do anything.
Boyer believes for there to have been any substantial impact on flooding, authorities would have had to release water from the lake through a dam in northern New York in early winter. Compounding the problem, says Boyer, was flooding in Canada that made it difficult for any adjustments later in the season. So he's not ready to blast the International Joint Commission, the organization that's taking much of the blame for the flooding, but he does believe now that officials know that it can happen, they have to take it into account next winter.
I would expect, I don't know this, but I would expect that maybe next year in the winter they may be a bit more proactive and drop the lake level a little faster, earlier, while they still can, on the off chance that they had a wet spring.
Federal lawmakers and Governor Cuomo are urging President Trump to declare the shoreline impacted by flooding as a federal disaster area. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.